Area 54. Elevator music from hell.
Thank you. Thank you. one of the better tracks from the Underworld album, at least in my opinion. Their new album is called Oblivion with Bells. The song we played was called Best Mamgu Ever. This is Tim and Mike. It's a chill show here on 94.7.
I think Beautiful Burnout is the best track on the album.
You do?
Yeah.
This is not a bad song. There's a bunch of good songs on this, and that's kind of why, you know, Underworld usually comes out with an album. There's two songs that are pretty good on it.
You know, they're not getting rave reviews on this album, and I don't think it's selling as well as the previous works.
Yeah, I think that people really expect them to, you know, kind of come out with this trancy music, and this is kind of a chill album, you know, for the most part.
We gave them 5 years to come out with a new album, you know.
It did good. I'm not disappointed at all. Cotton Belly before that did a song called Give Thanks and Praise. You can find that on an album called The Journey into Ambient Groove Phase 3.
Classic ambient album.
Talk about just early 90s. Out of the archives.
Yep.
I don't even know where Mike found that one. Morcheeba did Moog Island off their original album, Who Can You Trust?
And yeah, I think we were in the archives today.
We were, yep, dusting them off. That's Mike's favorite Morcheeba album, and actually it's mine too. I think that is a great record. And we saw them in concert here at Washington Park, and they just did great. They did every song on that album, or just about every song on that album. Good song.
We saw them when this album came out, right?
Yeah, whatever year that was. Yeah. It was a great concert, and they just did a good job with it. Thievery Corporation did a song called Vivid before that. And another dusted off CD from Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi. Start off the whole set with Dr. Rubber Funk, and we played Harry the Guitar. Really good compilation that we got this off of called Man Ray 4.
It is. I haven't been able to find any of the first three of those. Came out with 4 right
they're
away?
They're messing with
they
you.
They messed with me, huh?
Yep.
They knew they would do that too, right?
They make you think there's 4 in the series, and there's not.
Well, we've never told people there's 4 in the series, though.
No.
But I definitely thought there'd be 3 before this.
I would, too, and they can't find them.
You know, we were talking about Thievery Corporation the other week. I can't even remember when we talked about them. I said, if you go back to some of their older songs, you can hear how kind of minimal their sound was. And this Vivid song is a great example of how they were using some simple beats back in the day, but still worked.
Yeah.
On this release.
Pretty good.
Still a classic release. Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi. It's one of those releases I will never get rid of.
Nope. It's timeless for sure. All right.
But so, we're not timeless because we are out of here.
We're getting tired.
End of the show. We'll see you guys later. Next week, we'll be back.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.